to come and go backstage. I'm so excited. I mean, this is a big deal to me because this is the greatest show on earth. And it's coming to Reno.
And you're going to swallow a sword again.
I'm going to. Well, we did have a sword swallower in the show. His name was Swami Bimboda. And he had a girlfriend that he picked up here and there every town we went to. And she would walk on the glass. And he would swallow the swords. And he was a fire eater. Oh,
wait a minute.
It was so fun.
Sword eater or a fire eater?
Both. You do both. When you're a swami, yes. When you're a swami, you swallow the swords, you eat the fire, you do it all, and then your girl walks on glass. Oh, the days, I can smell it. Elephant dung. It's a wild smell. But they're coming to town, so keep calling, and we'll get them for you while they last. Family four packs to Ringling Brothers, Barnum Bailey, Zing Zang Zoom. I cannot wait. There we go. So, a lot of other things going on too, huh? Welcome, Jennifer Eastwood.
Hi.
Are you related to the Eastwood?
Oh, I wish.
Get in there.
I wish I was.
You do wish you were?
Of course.
How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Thank you so much for joining us. This is kind of a big event too. It's the 8th annual Downtown Truckee Wine Walk and Shop.
That's it.
So fun. Do me a favor, take those in there to him, would you? Just so he doesn't give too many more away than I have. Tell us about it coming up.
Sure. So this is the eighth year that we've put on this wine walk. We have 38 different venues downtown.
What kind of venues?
Different shops and galleries and restaurants and various businesses right in that historic section of downtown Truckee. Mm-hmm. We pair them with wineries. So we have 38 different wineries coming to the event. And a lot of times the winemakers and reps with the wineries are there pouring the wine, talking about everything. And then we have 17 different restaurants that are participating.
Thank goodness you have some food with all this wine flowing, right?
You gotta have something to soak up all that wine for sure. So with your ticket, you get 5 food tickets, which you can kind of pick and choose where you're going to redeem those tickets for which samples look the best.
Now, this is starting Saturday the 1st.
Saturday, October 1st, noon to 4 p.m.
Noon to 4, 1,000 attendees to shop and stroll in historic Truckee. Boy, what's that going to look like in Truckee with 1,000 people lining up for the wine tasting?
It gets pretty
It gets great, doesn't
yeah,
it?
It's a lot of fun, and we're hoping for great weather this year. But, you know, even if the weather's bad, what else are you going to do on a cloudy day? You might as well go taste wine and shop.
Is there a cause for this, or is it just for fun?
There is a cause.
Okay,
we pick a different nonprofit beneficiary each year. They apply, and this year it's Girls on the Run Sierras.
Girls on the Run
Girls
Sierras.
Girls on the Run.
Girls on the Run.
What is
There's
that?
There's a cause I can get into.
I like Yeah.
It's an experiential learning program for girls about middle school age, and so it's all about self-esteem and healthy habits through running.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a really great program. So they're going to use the money raised from this event to give scholarships to girls that wouldn't otherwise be able to afford to participate.
And what are the qualifications to get the scholarship? What's the qualifications?
They just have to apply. Yeah.
She's just talking about wine, and I'm going, So it's an important event, 8th annual. Yep. How much money did you raise last year?
Last year, we gave our nonprofit $5,000.
Wow, you're kidding.
Yeah.
That many winos here?
Yeah, so it's a big deal for our nonprofits.
Very big deal. How can they get tickets?
Online, TruckeeWineWalk.com is one location. Also in Reno, West Street Wine Bar on West Street between 1st and 2nd is one of our outlets here.
Scrumptious food, samples, chefs representing best restaurants around in the union, in the whole region. Downtown Truckee. Fabulous.
Yep.
1 week from today.
One week from today.
Oh, that's right, huh?
We're in the home stretch.
Home stretch.
So what's the weather like up there in Truckee?
It's been gorgeous
No
lately.
Snow yet, right?
Nope, not yet.
No, not yet.
I'm hoping for a nice long fall.
Yeah, it'll probably be nice right on through the month.
Yeah.
Things haven't turned colors yet.
Not quite.
Hasn't been cold enough, has it?
No.
Still green and lush and beautiful.
Yes, it is.
The river's flowing pretty good, so.
Wonderful. Yeah. Thank you, Jennifer. Okay, the wine walk coming up. Truckee Wine Walk, go. It's for a good cause. Plus, it's so much fun.
Yes.
Love it. How many wineries?
38.
38?
Yeah, 38 from all over. So Foothill Wineries, Colorado County, Placer, Lodi, Paso Robles area. We've got our own Truckee Tahoe Ridge Winery out of Minden. So.
Have you got motels and places for people to stay after they spend all day there?
Yeah, we actually have a shuttle from Reno. So for $60, you get your event ticket, which is worth $30, a ride up and back. Mimosa's on the way up, courtesy of West Street Wine Bar, and you get VIP registration. So that's a great deal. And then the Hampton Inn & Suites is our lodging partner, and they're doing some lodging specials. All that information's on the website.
How fun that's going to be. Okay, Truckee Wine Walk coming up. Thank you, Jennifer.
Absolutely.
We appreciate you joining us. We got other things going on, too. Have you heard about the outhouse races?
Sure. Virginia City.
In Virginia City. They're coming up this weekend, too. I think Rick Crombie was going to call us and give us some details. Is he going to call us? No? Okay. Outhouse races going on in Virginia City.
How do you race an outhouse?
That you build it yourself, actually.
Well, does it
have you seen these, Jennifer?
Wheels? No.
Wheels?
Well, yeah, you got to put wheels on it, or
well,
how are you going to race?
I mean, how do you race an outhouse?
You put wheels on it, you build it, it's built out of a... And actually, Alice, one of our stations here in the building, last year built the most incredible, fantastic-looking little outhouse. They did it, put wheels on it. They didn't win.
Is there a seat in it?
Yes, you got a seat.
It has to be a real toilet.
Yes, got
to
be a real toilet.
Is sitting in the seat while you're racing?
I think so.
Do you know some more details about it?
Well, I've seen them do it.
Yeah, it's fun.
Sometimes they have it like on a hand cart or something to get it running down the street, and there's somebody sitting inside. I don't know if they're actually making a deposit at the moment. But
oh, come on. Of course
my next
not.
Question.
Nobody wants to see
it.
That. It's kind of like the go-kart races. And you build your own, and they make them out of all kinds of different
Now, we should combine the outhouse race
themes.
With the Truckee Wine Walk.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, I'm not sure how, but that
well,
would be fun.
Yeah. Race from Virginia City all the way to Truckee in your outhouse.
First you drink the wine, then you do the outhouse race.
Oh, God, you better do it reverse on that. Yep, Rick Crombie, Virginia City Outhouse Races, that's coming up. Got the wine walk, we got so much going on. And we got Street Vibrations here this weekend.
Yeah, and I heard you talking, and you said that there was a...
I thought you were going to bring that up.
I didn't know about it. You know, there's not many things I don't know about. There was a fight in the Nugget.
Yeah, there was a fight in the Nugget. I hate to bring that up because I love the Nugget. We all love the Nugget. And it's not their fault because they have a lot of security.
Who was it? Outlaws and Hells Angels?
No, it was the green slime and the...
The what?
Yeah, no, I don't know. I mean, it was two groups that we don't know. So, I mean, there's no Hells Angel type stuff going on anymore. They do all kinds of charity work. They help. I mean, they're all... They're still kind of great guys, you know? They like to ride their bikes, and I haven't seen any of this kind of stuff.
You don't know which two?
I don't know. But they said they had these guys there with the lime-colored shirts. Amy, come in here. Come in here for a minute, Amy. Amy has the experience.
How would Amy know?
Yes, she was at the Nugget last night.
Oh, was she?
Mm-hmm, that's my information.
That's probably what they were fighting about.
Well, they're fighting over her. You betcha. You betcha. Amy, come in here. Share with us a little bit, and we don't want to badmouth the Nugget because the Nugget takes care of all those kind of things. But did you notice
the Nugget?
We all love the Nugget, and they took care of the problem after it began
quickly and efficiently.
Yeah, absolutely. But tell us, we're wondering which two groups was it between?
I do not know.
But you said they had green slimy. I mean, green lime.
There was a green colored team there.
Team.
They're a team.
How nicely put.
They. Yeah, it was very intense. I got stuck in the bathroom. And I heard the gunfire. It was pretty intense.
Oh, there was guns.
Yeah, guns.
Oh, guns went off.
Guns, blood.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all right.
So one was green and slimy. What was the other one?
I do not know. I didn't see that because I was in the bathroom. I just saw when I went
It was the backyard
bathroom.
Jerks and the green slime
next
bags.
Next time, Amy, if you want to really help the radio show, crawl out of the bathroom and report.
No, they were worried
about
her.
But you guys know they made a stay in there. The police came with dogs. Mm-hmm. But they did it very efficiently. It was just like a scene in a movie. And my heart is racing right now just talking about it because it was so intense.
And we don't want to see that kind of stuff all in our town.
And I want everybody to go to the Nugget. They got great bands there. I was watching the Buddy and Kim Emmer band. They
well, you know
great.
What? Those guys go everywhere. It has nothing to do with the Nugget because
it has
there's many,
to
many
do with
venues.
The Street it has Vibration to, are everywhere.
It has to do with the people and the mentality coming into town. And we don't want that mentality in town. There's no reason for all that hostility and that violence. It's ridiculous. Don't come to Reno for one of our events and get all crazy and all that macho crap going on.
A lot of money, as does the Hot August Night, so we welcome them always.
Welcome
but when
them.
Things like this
and
happen,
we love them and we look out for them on the roads and
I know it
and just, we want them here.
And just remember, it was not me that called them the Green Slime Gang.
It was me.
It was you.
I admit it. I admit. And the backyard jerks. Just quit it.
Can't we just all get along?
Oh, Rodney, thank you. Okay. Thank you again, Jennifer Eastwood. Don't forget to go to the Truckee Wine Walk for a good benefit. And the outhouse race is going on in Virginia City and so much fun. We'll be back with Broadview. We got Carol Bennett here. She's here with Family Solutions.
Carol Burnett?
Bennett.
Oh.
You're with Broadview.
1270 The Buzz.
On September 26th, at approximately 1 p.m., your Nevada broadcasters, in cooperation with the Nevada and federal emergency management agencies, will conduct a special statewide test of the emergency alert system. EAS provides information to the public before, during, and after an emergency. The test will be carried on all local radio and television stations, as well as by cable providers, and will last less than 2 minutes. This test will help us to assess the state's capabilities to receive and transmit the upcoming nationwide test of the emergency alert system, which is scheduled for November 9th. As Nevada prepares to test their alert and warning capabilities, this event serves as a reminder for you to have an emergency preparedness kit in your house and office, as well as an emergency plan for your family, business, and community. And stay informed by listening to this station. Visit NevadaBroadcasters.org for more information.
Cupid.com would like you to meet George.
Hi there.
George has been sitting on that bar stool pretty much every night for the last 5 years trying to meet someone.
Buy you a drink?
George is having problems facing the fact.